Transit, which is stories@townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. That's right, it's time again. I'm your host, Chauncey, and this is my other host. This is my host, my co-host, Sean. We're going to have to clarify that in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I prefer the ambiguity. I'm like
my partner in crime.
Okay, I don't know if we want to go that far.
Well, anybody listening online or anything like that wouldn't know, but at the beginning here, the radio station that we're on just ran like a new thing before our show going off about how they're not responsible for anything that we say or
which
do.
Which is fair, probably. I assume that new, much longer announcement only precedes our show.
Right, right.
And yeah, no one else's.
Just all, we're going to have to get that on there. All this political stuff is totally fine, but when it comes to Bigfoot, we're going to need a new disclaimer.
Honestly, I would imagine it's the opposite with this show.
Yeah. So how are you doing, Sean?
Good. Good. I woke up at 3 o'clock today in the afternoon.
In the...
Yes. So...
All right. But you work evenings, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
So
what were you doing so late last night?
Late even for me. Nothing, really, you know.
You weren't writing the Great American Novel?
No, I mean, I wish. I was writing a fairly lousy American novel, you know. Fair to middling at best.
The typical fair American novel.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm working nights and all. I've just noticed myself like slipping more and more nocturnally. Mm. So 3 o'clock is kind of pushing it. But
you know, my mom, when she died, she was writing two books. One really, the other one was just sort of her side deal, and so she was never able to complete them, but the files in the computer, one was called Bestseller, and one was called The Great American Novel.
Oh my!
And so I think they were just her little inspirational working titles.
Well, isn't that just perfect? Yeah. I like how Bestseller and The Great American Novel are separate, you know, two different audiences.
Oh, yeah.
There.
They're mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Greatness doesn't sell any longer.
No.
You know, Transformers 5, that sells.
I've never watched
the book adaptation. The book adaptation of Transformers 5 is now The Great American Novel.
Oh my! Is there a book adaptation?
I'm sure there
any,
is, but I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Good grief!
You know, I'm having the problem that I'm like watching a lot of TV and I can't decide what to finish. But I've been watching a lot of the Thundercats cartoon. I'm not sure if that's something I should admit.
Honestly, that's a good problem to have.
Well, I don't know if I've said this before on here, but movies and music to me are like a drug that I'm addicted to. We were talking about this the other night, my buddy John and my wife. We were talking about how when you look back on your life and you see the greatest points in your life, like what was the greatest point in your life? You might be too young to sort of look at it this way, but
yeah, I haven't
whatever that
yet, so.
Whatever that point is tends to be the movies and music and sort of style of stuff that you're chasing, you know. And for me, it's about 11 to 14.
Oh no.
You know, was the point in my life of like comic books and D&D, and just, you know, after that it got into bands and it got into dating and it got into all that stuff that everybody thinks is so cool. But frankly,
it's tedious, really.
I would get rid of all of it to stay up late on Saturday nights and watch Doctor Who with my friends, you know, while drinking straight out of a 2-liter of Dr. Pepper. I don't know. Really.
I mean, I can't argue with that. Honestly, you're preaching to the choir. Except I don't like soft drinks. But
you don't like what?
Soft drinks. I don't know. They're just, no, they're too sweet. It's a whole thing.
Well, tonight our guest is Ashlyn, and it's about channeling sentient Earth beings.
Of course. What else would it be?
Right. So channeling sentient Earth beings, you know, I'm kind of excited about this topic because, you know, this kind of pulls in my, you know, of what is out there. It really, I don't think Ashlyn will like this very much, but it kind of tickles, you know, my horror movie fan in me, you know, these, sure. Like, what's out there. You
Unlike
know?
All the other shows we've done.
Right.
Where
right.
The horror movie fan of yours has remained joylessly untickled.
Right.
In a corner.
That
suffering
is definitely
from
why
lack of
I
stimulation.
Got into this. Right. That's definitely why I got in here. But so she wrote a book, and it's about, you know, channeling. I think it's poems and stories that she has channeled from sentient to Earth beings. And you know, she'll tell us more about that after the break. She'll be on. But in the meantime, I don't know. I made pulled pork for dinner.
Oh, okay.
You know, part of the problem is I come down here and I'm like really full. And I'm like, you know, I'm in a food coma.
Right.
You know, so
which
I have
is not
to, like,
always want what you want when you're on the radio.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm comfortable. I'm relaxed. You know, I feel like nobody can emotionally touch me. So
maybe it is what you want when you're on the radio.
So here's something that we should run over. Now, I, throughout my life, have been known by all of my friends and family, whether they want to admit it or not, as the guy who comes up with asinine plans he never follows through with.
Okay. Yeah, me too. But go on.
And I have an asinine plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that if I say it on the radio, there might be a 20% chance that it happens.
Yeah, that never works, but go ahead.
I think that Reading needs a festival.
Ah, yes. Well, I agree.
You know, I think, and seeing how we do paranormal, we're into movies, I've been connected to bands, all this stuff. I feel that we could do this. We could put on
a paranormal festival
here in Reading.
Well, honestly, where better?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm confident about all of it. I'm confident that I could get speakers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confident that I have all the equipment that's needed. I'm confident that I can find a location. My only issue is, can I get people to go?
Right. Well, that's always the sticking point, isn't it?
You know, for years I would put on shows and I would play with my bands. And sometimes, man, they would come in droves. But sometimes it was my band playing to the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never really know where this is going to go, you know, and do we have here in Reading a big enough fan base?
You know, I bet we do in Reading. I'll bet there's a lot of interest in the paranormal
and I don't mean
here.
Yeah. I mean a fan base of paranormal, not of Radio Wasteland. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Not just Radio Wasteland. But, you know, if at any point I was like, I heard about a paranormal festival, I'm sure I would go. I think. Most people I know would, really.
All right. So anybody who's listening that thinks this is a good idea, give us your support and let us know that this is a good idea by figuring out how to contact us. Good luck with that.
Right. And if it's a bad idea, please sneak into our bedrooms at night and express your views forcefully while we sleep.
All right. I officially want out of this conversation. RadioWasteland.us. Go there. Tell us if you think it's a great idea or not. Coming up next, we have Ashlyn channeling sentient Earth beings here on Radio Wasteland.
Burning temple, meditating church. value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, April 20th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
April of 45, a new play by Denise Dirk. And the first production of Anderson Redding Tehama Scholarship Theater, a nonprofit organization devoted to providing local educational grants to actors and theatrical technical crew members. The show runs April 5th through April 14th at the Anderson VFW Hall. Veterans and group discounts are available. Call 530-527-2507 to get yours today.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and we're here with our guest, Ashlyn. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Ashlyn?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, I was looking at it. I wasn't entirely sure. And we're talking to you this evening about channeling sentient earth beings and a new book that you wrote.
Yes, that's correct.
I'd like to first start out with, like, you know, how do you get started? Is this something that you, you know, through channeling sentient earth, well, let's start
here. I'd like
to
know
here.
What channeling sentient
yeah,
earth beings
mean. Why don't we start here? What is a sentient earth being?
A sentient earth being is someone who, someone who is conscious and aware of what's going on around them. They don't necessarily speak your language, but they speak their own language. So to me, sentient earth beings are things like trees and flowers and dogs and cats and animals and even rocks have messages for us, even though some people may not think that they would be a sentient being.
So I'm going to cut to one of my later questions here, and that is, are there earth beings that fit this that aren't any of those things, like something that we couldn't see, you know, like some people talk about angels or spirits or any of those things?
Yes,
would those
absolutely
fall angels, into this category as well?
Yeah. When a person passes on, their spirit leaves their body and continues to learn and grow in different areas of understanding. And if you are clairvoyant, which means you see spirit with your third eye, you can see those spirits, but most people cannot see them.
Okay, so now that the audience understands what we're talking about with the sentient earth being, you know, how did you get started doing this? Were you young and had an experience, or were you taught later, or okay. how does this start?
Well, I was born and raised in a Christian church, and I knew nothing about this until around the age of 18. I learned about astrology and reincarnation then, and wow, they just seemed like such... It really touched my heart, and I knew it was true. And I was like, why didn't the church talk about this stuff? And so I started looking at all the metaphysical and occult books I could get my hands on, and I read through very many of them. And some of the books were telling me that I could do the stuff they were talking about myself, but they weren't telling me how to do it. So a friend suggested that I go to a psychic institution and sign up for classes. And I did just that. I took the one-year clairvoyant training class there and all the other classes they offered in healing and meditation. And then I taught there for a little while. And that was back in the mid-70s. So I've been doing metaphysical things ever since then, part-time in the beginning, and now it's my full-time profession.
Can I ask you, where was this school located? I'm a little interested that this school exists.
You say the word psychic institution so yeah. casually, but that in itself blows my mind.
It does blow my mind. Yeah, I'm very interested. Where was the school located?
Well, it was the Berkeley Psychic Institute in Berkeley, California.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
And they went ahead and created more psychic institutes in different areas, which I've lost track of right now, but I'm sure. You can still take classes there if you're interested.
Is there one in our area, in the, you know, north state, north of Sacramento type area?
There might be one in Sacramento. Okay. Like I say, I've lost track of them. Yeah. I don't know specifically what they're doing anymore, but they sure taught me a lot of great skills.
Yeah, and then, I'm not so surprised.
In 1980,
that...
my girlfriend and I discovered this 80-year-old woman who was teaching channeling classes. And so we took channeling classes from her for a couple months, and she started me out by having me, you know, write the date and the spirit that I wanted to talk to on the top of a piece of paper. And then I would get quiet and meditate and just write down whatever thoughts came into my mind. And the more I did that, the better I got at receiving messages from spirit.
So from my understanding, this is something that anybody could do with training?
Yes, we are all born with the innate skills of clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience. But not many people are trained in how to use that. In fact, some of the people that are in mental institutions are just psychics who do not know how to use their skills correctly. The voices that they hear quite often are scary, negative voices that tell them to do things. And one of the reasons that you connect with the scary, fearful beings is because you haven't been taught how to raise your vibrational frequency so you can get beyond the fourth dimensional astral plane where tricksters and, you know, people who are not very evolved hang out after, you know, when they're in spirit. And so, like me, I every time I sit down to meditate, I always raise my vibrational frequency as high as I can, and the easy way to do that is to surround yourself in the sacred sphere of golden white light and let that golden white light, just imagine it touching every cell of your physical and your energy body. And if you're sensitive to energy, you can literally feel the energy shifting as you become one with the golden light, and that generally puts you into what I call fifth dimensional of frequency. And so you aren't stuck talking to those trickster spirits in the fourth dimension. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So from what you're saying, it seems like there are people who are more naturally adept and open to this. Anybody can learn, but there are some people who are just naturally open to a fault, even.
It's a talent, just like playing the piano. You know, you got 6-year-olds who are playing magnificent things, and you know, I play the piano, but there's no way I could play like that 6-year-old can.
Right. Yeah. I played guitar for years, and I know people who've played for like 4 years, and they just have these motor skills that I don't understand. Yeah, it's like I've hit a wall that I can't pass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is your business like? So when people come to you, what are they normally coming to you for?
Well, I've been a psychic healer, reader, teacher, channel. I'm a published author of 3 channel books. They come to me for various things. I own Shasta Vortex Adventures in Mount Shasta, and we take people on sacred site tours and guided vision quests on Mount Shasta. And many people worldwide consider Mount Shasta to be a sacred energy vortex. So they come to town just to feel the energy of the mountain and do whatever spiritual work or healing or...
So what are retreats? What do these tours entail? I don't live very far from you. Maybe I want to take a tour.
Yeah, come on up, dude.
What do these tours entail? Is it like a hike?
We do a little hiking, and then I take you to I take you to a vortex or a portal site or a sacred spring. Some of them I've discovered and named myself, and I'll tell you a little something about that site. And then we sit down, and I lead you on a guided meditation, and it's a very short meditation. And first I teach you how to use your intuitive skills of hearing, seeing, feeling, spirit, and how to connect in with the wise woman or wise man inside of you that I call the higher self, because that's the best way to experience the energy of a vortex. So once we get to the vortex, you get a chance to use those skills. And then I take you somewhere like there's an Ascended Master retreat inside of Mount Shasta. So I take you to the retreat, and then I'm quiet while we go on our own inner meditation journeys, and you end up talking to other beings yourself, or maybe you fly above the mountain and go to different countries, or you get a healing, get information, you get taken to the library. And then we talk about that. So there is hiking involved, but a lot of it is talking and meditating as well.
Well, I got to remind you, you're talking to some layman here when it comes to this. What do you mean taken to the library?
The library inside of the Ascended Master Retreat. The Ascended Masters, let's start here, are beings who have had many lifetimes on the planet, and they have learned how to master the physical realm. And because of that, they no longer need to come back into this birth, that cycle that you and I are still in. But they're still concerned with what's happening on the planet, so they hang out in the ethers or, you know, the spirit world around the earth and become our teachers and masters and healers. And the Ascended Masters have retreats all over the world inside or near sacred places like Mount Shasta. And sometimes we go there in our dream state at night to learn things, to get healings. Some of us actually teach there. I like to call each one of us ascending masters because, in my opinion, we're all learning how to master the physical realm. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. I see what you're saying. So when you're talking about like our higher selves, like let's say I've lived 4 lives, mm-hmm. and you know, I'm Jen, Tim, Tom, and Chauncey.
Okay.
But my higher self, sorry, we're coming up on break here, but my higher self would be the self that was all 4 of those, while all 4 of those might have been unique aspects of my higher self.
That is correct.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're coming up on commercial break here. You're listening to Ashlyn here on Radio Wasteland, and we're talking about channeling sentient earth beings. Come on back in just a few.
Turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a I'm tired of working for minimum wage. I'm ready to go back to school and learn a trade so I can take better care of my family.
Shasta College has more job training programs.
I've always wanted to go to college, but I'm just not sure I can afford it.
Shasta College has more financial aid.
I plan to attend a university, but would like to save time and money by taking my prerequisites close to home.
Shasta College has more guaranteed transfer programs at a fraction of the cost of a CSU, UC, or for-profit college. For over 65 years, Shasta College has been helping people like you get more out of life with job training programs and transfer-level college courses so you can save 2 years' worth of higher tuition costs. With Shasta College, it's all about more. More classes, more flexibility, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Make an appointment today to talk to a counselor about how you can achieve your goals. Call 242-7650 and start fulfilling your educational dreams. For more information, visit online at shastacollege.edu.
Residents of a swanky retirement home are looking at financial ruin thanks to a crooked advisor, but see a way to exact revenge, recoup their losses, and stay out of jail, maybe. Join the fun as the Riverfront Playhouse presents Jack of Diamonds, a comedy by Marsha Cash and Douglas E. Hughes, directed by Leon and Kathy Compton. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Redding. Showtimes Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, March 10th through 31st.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves is KCNR's Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Tuesday will feature Northern California Catholic Social Services talking about their affordable housing project. We will also hear about the fundraising event for a disabled World War II veteran being held at Reading VFW Post 1934 on March 31st and how you can help. KCNR's Free Fire Radio. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and we're talking to Ashlyn about channeling sentient earth beings. So, being from Mount Shasta, I'm sure you get asked this a lot. I hope this isn't like a, well, I don't want to talk about that sort of question. You know, what's your take on Lemurians? You know, there's a lot of different views of them. You know, some are alien, some are transdimensional, some are this, that, or the other. You know, what's your take on that?
I believe that the Lemurians are fifth through seventh dimensional beings who live inside of the volcanic lava tubes underneath Mount Shasta. In fact, I have been communicating with them since 2005 through meditation, and one of the books I wrote was given to me, a channel's book, by Adama, who lives inside of the mountain. So That's another one of the meditations I lead people on, is I take them into the inner earth city of Telos.
So you're telling me like they're trans-dimensional beings.
I don't exactly know what you mean by trans. I mean, they can... What does trans-dimensional mean to you?
It means a science fiction term that I understand from a lot of movies I like, frankly.
I'm not a sci-fi buff.
You know, I don't have a deep understanding.
We humans are third-dimensional beings. When we meditate and we go in deep meditation, we go up to fourth, fifth, sixth, you know, in higher levels of dimension or vibrational frequency. A dimension is not a place. It's just a vibrational frequency. And the beings inside of the earth are vibrating at fifth through seventh dimensional frequency.
So I would assume that humans, or your average human, a guy like me, doesn't vibrate down to the second or first.
No.
So are there, so in the case of Lemurians, are they beings that exist solely in the fifth through seventh, and they don't really come down to the third at all?
Well, there are stories of them appearing on the earth, especially at times when people need help on the mountain. But generally, they stay inside the earth because the frequency of the humans is uncomfortable to them. And one of the reasons the continent of Lemuria was destroyed is because of the negative energy of the beings from around the world that were trying to conquer the Lemurians. And so they don't want that to happen again. Would you like to hear one of the poems I got from Iraq?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So is this from your most recent book was And the Earth Spoke?
Yes, And the Earth Spoke, True Stories to Inspire and Awaken. This actually was the first poem that I got from the Nature Spirits way back in the early 1990s. Mm-hmm. And I woke up one morning and I just had all this anger inside of me, and I knew that I had nothing to be angry about. So since I was a healer, I knew how to shift energy. I decided to go lay on the river rocks next to the Sacramento River, lay flat on my back with my arms out, you know, and just give all that anger into the earth, asking the spirit of the Earth Mother to release, to turn that anger back into love. And so I did. I ended up underneath the bridge in Dunsmuir by the Sacramento River. I put my head downstream and laid on these rounded river rocks. It was really quite comfortable. And I just relaxed and did some deep breathing and started to feel much better. And as I was feeling better, I started hearing this voice in my head. I mean, it's not a voice like, it's more like thoughts than a voice, shall I say. And it said, "Time immemorial runs through our veins. We see. We see. Ask us for that which you seek. We see. We see." And it went over and over and over the same thing. And I was wondering, where is that coming from? And as I focused more clearly in on where it was coming from the rocks I was laying on. The rocks were telling me to communicate with them. And, you know, I was pretty shocked, but it was cool. It was really cool.
So
they proceeded to tell me other things that day, too, of which I didn't write down, so I have forgotten.
Right.
But shortly thereafter, I got another poem from Iraq, and this time it was in February of 1992, and I was walking on Mount Shasta. It was nice and snowy, and I found this big rock that didn't have snow on it, so I sat on the rock and connected in with its energy and just listened to see what it had to share with me. And this poem I wrote, I call Message from Rock. The rock said, "I am courage. I am strength. I am beauty in solid form. I am here to comfort you in your peacefulness. I am awakened each morning by the light of the glorious sun. Even on cloud-laden days, I feel her warmth. Her warmth fills me with goodness, hope, and courage as I live on through the ages and observe. For I am the great observer. I see all things, and those memories lie within me. I am a record keeper in stone. I need no scribe, for my molecules are instantly filled with what I sense around me. I need no interpreter, for I share with all who seek my knowledge and my presence of mind. I find within all things great beauty and wisdom. I sense the urgency of the times I long to share. So much more awaits those like yourself who can hear my thoughts and are curious enough to listen. So, rocks had a lot to say.
Yeah.
That's funny. And, you know, a lot of people are used to communicating with their crystals, but they, you know, just a rock you find in the garden, they might not consider speaking to them.
Well, whenever I've heard about people communicating with their crystals in the past, I've always sort of viewed it like it was a microphone or a filter or a speaker more so than it was actual the thing communicating. But like I said, I know very, very little about this. So when we look at life, you know, we look at obviously a human, or let's take something a little smaller and hairier. Let's go with a cat and a tree and a rock, you know. We're dealing with some very drastically different things here.
Different looking things that all have consciousness.
Yeah, but does the message come and feel different out of these different types of things? Are we dealing with a different way of communicating? I'm not sure if I'm asking the right question.
It's called clairaudience, which means hearing the voice of spirit clairaudiently. You know? And in all these years that I have been channeling and doing clairvoyant things, I have only heard spirit speak out loud about 3, maybe 4 times. Out loud, like I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. Generally, it's just thoughts in your head.
I see.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I've got a poem here I'd like to read you that I got from a pine tree called The Circle of Life. So that way you can see what the trees have to say versus what the rock says.
All right.
Okay. Little one, as you stand next to me with your foot upon my bark, I feel the common bond we share in spirit. I feel the heart within you shine. I see the beauty upon your face. I hear the thoughts of love you send, the sounds of peace you make in this silence. These are like the qualities of gold and silver. Qualities lost in the fast pace of life, qualities too often overlooked as you dash out of your house each morning, forgetting to give thanks for wonder and grace. Too many people are lost in the hubbub, too many people with eyes and ears closed, too many people crying for companionship, too many people in jail with no hope, too many people locked in worlds of loneliness, not knowing which way to turn, or that there even is somewhere to turn. Too many big bosses overruling creative thoughts, smashing through yesterday's mail with no care for tomorrow other than their bottom line dollar. Your emotions have become compartmentalized in drawers never to be opened again, drawers that are bursting with sorrow and grief, so much so that happiness and joy are emotions only hoped for rather than experienced. My tree self tells me that humans have a ways to go. They're trying so hard to attain, they've forgotten to be, to just be and enjoy and forgive. Forgive life for not being what you want it to be, or giving you what you want to receive, or bringing you success unlimited, no matter how you treat your brother or sister. Life runs circles around people like that, circles that throw your beliefs right back in your face and tackle you harder than you tackled others today, circles that show you where you need to grow, where you need to go, and what you need to do. It is the circle of life you must become a part of, the circle of friendship and respect, the circle of helping someone when they're down, the circle of great give and take. And then, and only then, will life become a joy as you spread the gift of love around the entire circle.
Well, there was a lot of truth in there. We're coming up on a commercial break here. You're listening to Ashlyn here on Radio Wasteland, and we'll be right back.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck reek? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Sign staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest Ashlyn, and we're talking about channeling sentient earth beings. You know, in your last poem, I was thinking that it was definitely interesting that the trees seemed to be a little more friendly and outgoing. The rocks were pretty self-centered. You know, the rocks. The rocks were pretty much talking about me.
I wouldn't say that, but everyone's entitled to their opinion.
No. Okay, self-centered wasn't right, but the
just
rocks
based on those two particular poems.
I didn't mean self-centered. Maybe that wasn't the right word. Self-focused. You know, they were basically okay. I am this, and this is.
Well, it
how
was explaining to me what the rock, what was the purpose of the rock was.
That's well, I was just trying to understand maybe a difference in the delivery, so I definitely was not trying to insult the rocks.
Well, trees communicate with each other all over the world. They've got their own little tree net or internet where something happens on one side of the world, the other side of the world, trees know about it.
You know, on a purely, you know, mainstream science level, it's interesting to look at a picture, like time-lapse picture of the planet throughout the years, and to see the greenery, actually, it sort of is like a breath that happens in and out as you see the greenery expand
right.
and then go away, you know, and it really is sort of happening and spreading across and coming back around and stuff like that. It's really interesting to look at.
Right. And you know, they talk, the nature spirits, the sentient earth beings, talk about the cycles of life. We're so caught up in the hubbub of our everyday life, we've forgotten about the cycles of life. They also want us humans to work with the nature spirits, to communicate with them. Have you heard of Findhorn? Findhorn communicated with spirits and built some of the, I mean, grew some of the largest cabbages around, you know?
I have. Who's Findhorn?
Yeah,
no, I haven't
some
heard
explanation.
Of this. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they've got a lot to offer us, and they want us to know that they are real. They have emotions, that, and they've got so many things to share. It's just amazing.
Yeah, well, it's hard not to think that we aren't in some way connected, you know. When I'm, I know this is kind of a weird off-topic thing, but sometimes when I'm eating things, I'm aware that we share some of the same DNA, and I'm eating something that is basically, even when I'm eating a piece of broccoli, I'm basically eating my distant ancestor. You know, and
well,
it's a little disturbing.
You're starting to understand the oneness of all things. That's a very large concept for spiritual, for those people on a spiritual path. Mm-hmm. We are all one. And when you hurt someone else, you're hurting yourself.
Well, you know, I agree with a lot of these things. I'm personally, you know, I'm not a very spiritual person. You know, I've been putting some efforts into trying to meditate, but I still, even outside of my lack of spiritualness, I agree with a lot of these things. Yeah. I really do.
Well, it's worth noting that this isn't just like a New Age idea, right? This is a pretty ancient set of
ideas. The Druids were doing this way back when.
A lot of Eastern
religion.
And
many more ancient societies.
Yeah, I think a lot of things just kind of get clumped into a new label that people like to knock down.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now, I have one final poem I want to read, and I don't know when you're going to break for a commercial.
No. Go for it. Now's a good time. It'll give us some space at the end there.
I have received a lot of poems from the spirit of the Earth Mother. Some people call her Gaia. I tend to call her spirit of the Earth Mother in this book. And this one is called The Prayer for Humanity. The Earth Mother says, I watch in humble grace, waiting with endless patience, for man to see life can really be sacred, joyful, peaceful, beautiful, magical, sweet as honey, soft as silk, melodic murmurings matching mirrored images in time. We humans don't know how to enjoy life. A good percent of us don't. We try so hard, we forget to love and to appreciate and to work together. That's what the nature spirits want us to do. Work together, become aware of the oneness of all things. Are you there?
I am. I'm sorry. No, I was in the zone. I was
basking.
Actually listening.
All right. I got you in the zone.
No, I gotta tell you, you like segued from poem into talking to me to the point where I got a little confused as to if the poem was over. So you had a poetic delivery on your way out of there. You were we're not too far away from the end of the show. Well, let me ask you a question first before I let you tell people where they can find out more about you.
Okay.
You know, I'm curious about this. I'm like I got into this stuff because I'm a horror movie fan. So I'm really kind of curious about this fourth dimension where the tricksters are at. Are those tricksters like us who have halfway ascended, or them who have fallen, or do they exist there?
Okay, like I said earlier, when your body dies, your spirit continues to leave. It disconnects from your body, and it's supposed to go off into the light where it learns and grows and gets ready for its next lifetime or does more healing, whatever you need to do. Some beings are afraid or they don't know how to go into the light, so they end up sticking around things that they're familiar with on Earth. I call them earthbound spirits. And those are the ones that are vibrating at the fourth dimensional frequency. They're sometimes called poltergeists.
I see.
They could be, make you lose your keys every day when you come home from work.
Then I got a lot of them.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So did I answer your question?
Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. So they're people who haven't, or they're spirits, not necessarily people, but they're spirits that haven't quite made it to the
right.
Next.
Right, they are not ready to become ascended masters like I talked about earlier.
Right.
They just have ended their life, and they somehow got stuck in this one realm. Mm-hmm. And as long as they're stuck in that fourth dimension, they are not growing. They're kind of in limbo. And those earthbound spirits oftentimes connect themselves to someone in a human body, especially if they are a smoker or a drinker. They'll connect themselves to a smoker and make that smoker smoke more so they can have that experience.
Right.
Okay? And a lot of people who kill somebody and they say, no, I didn't do that. I have no memory of that. That's because some other spirit entered their body and killed, then left them not knowing what went on.
I see.
You know, that's how extreme it can get.
Hmm. Well, unfortunately, we're here at the end of the interview, but I want to give you a chance to tell our audience a little bit about how they can find out more about you.
Great. Thank you. ShastaVortex.com is one of my websites. Ashalin.com talks about my channel books. And I've got a YouTube channel, youtube.com/ShastaVortex, with videos on how to do all this stuff. If you want to learn more, that's a good place to go.
Well, I got to say, I really appreciate you being on here. And my wife and I, we're always looking for something to do, get out and do something different. So I think we might take a Shasta Vortex tour.
Yeah, come on up my way. We'll have a chat. Maybe go on a tour.
Sounds great. All right. No problem. You've been listening to Ashlyn here on Radio Wasteland.
I like how it took an abrupt turn for the terror. Could have tripped up DC, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my sit
The news is brought to you on KCNR.